Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. O happy virgin, you gave birth to the Lord. O blessed mother of the church, you warm our hearts with the spirit of your Son, Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there, whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine, so he put a sponge soaked in wine on the spring of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Now since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their necks be broken and that they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the necks of the first and then the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his neck. But one soldier thrust his lance into his thigh, and immediately blood and water flowed out. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. We thank Jesus before he left. He breathed his last breath. He gave his mother to be a mother. And our mother, our heavenly mother, is very faithful. All these centuries, she come now and then to warn us to put God in the first place in our life. So we have to listen to her cry. We are all his children, or her children. He loves each one of us. He wants each one of us to be close to Jesus. Should ever put himself in the first place in our life. Jesus asks us to love his son, to follow his son faithfully. Our Heavenly Mother accompanied the church since his birth. On Pentecost Day, our Heavenly Mother was with the disciples. Ever since, she is present in the church. We thank the Vatican II Council, and honor our Heavenly Mother to be the mother of the church. It's so touching, this title. And our Heavenly Mother is always faithful to the church. Let us today, we ask the special grace that we follow the footpath of our Heavenly Mother, always faithful to follow her son. She is our mother. She knows our weakness. She knows that we love Jesus, but at times we're distracted. but so many earthly things. We ask her to accompany us, to give us special grace that would put aside everything, but just put Jesus in the first place of our life. So today is a special day. We offer our life to our Heavenly Mother, that whatever we do is nothing else, just to fulfill the will of God the Father in us. And also to imitate a virtue, being faithful until at the end of the death of Jesus. She is always faithful to follow the footpath of Jesus. So let us pray together for our church, for the church in our country, and especially for those people who did not yet know Jesus, and ask our Heavenly Mother to be their mother also. So let us pray these days, especially for our situation in Hong Kong, for pandemic situation, and also political situation. Everything we entrust to the Blessed Mother's hand.